Pope Francis has declared September 1st as the World Day of Prayer for the Care of Creation. According to the note, this was made official in 2019. So, in 2020 we were locked down, in 2021 we were locked down. So this is really the first year that we can make much of this World Day of Prayer for the Care of Creation. I'm not sure what people will do today or in this time of the year. According to the diocese, the church has declared from today, September 1st, up until October 4, the season of creation. And in the Philippines, the season of creation will be extended up to October 9, which is the Indigenous Peoples Sunday. So as a way of recognizing the Indigenous peoples have their own vision of care for creation. Now, there are a lot of exaggerations when it comes to this. I think we can ponder today's scriptures in light of this responsibility we have to care for creation. And the first thing that stands out, to me anyway, is today's psalm response. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. It's all about creation. The earth and all that fills it, meaning creation. It belongs to the Lord. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. So the earth, the fullness, those who dwell on the earth, the seas, the rivers. It's all about creation. And the key point is that creation belongs to the Lord. You see, the problems when it comes to environment, they start with the idea that we can do whatever we want. That's why the environment, creation, gets exploited by unscrupulous men. People just do whatever they want. They say, well, the one criterion is profit. So we can destroy whatever we want as long as we make money doing it, and it doesn't matter how it affects people downstream from us or downwind from us or down the river of history from us. We're here to make a profit. Well, that's obviously wrong, and we can see the bad fruit of it in the disastrous effects on the environment of the pollution and the, you know, indiscriminate mining and all sorts of, you know, abuses. Factories that dump toxic waste into the river and smoke. Okay, so the mentality is we can do whatever we want. Now, the other extreme, you see this tendency to say, well, okay, we have this big mess here. Now we're going to change it all. And this is the environmentalist direction. We're going to change it all. Shut down your factory, shut down your mine, stop driving your car, and don't harm creation. Well, you see, that the same mentality is at work, that we're in charge and we do what we want, and we tell each other what we can and can't do. The missing part in both of these extremes is the fact that creation belongs to God. God is the Lord of creation. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. We are stewards of creation. We have responsibility for creation because God has entrusted it to us. That's the right understanding. And I think a day like today, where the Pope says we should pray for the proper care of creation, it puts things in right order. Creation comes from God. He entrusts it all to us, and we are to care for it in the way that gives him glory. The patron saint of the care for the creation is Saint Francis of Assisi, and he has this, his love for creation is not just love for creation, it's gratitude to God for creation. Thank you, Lord, for the beauty of the sun and the moon. Thank you, Lord, for the rivers and for the fields and the food. And thank you, Lord, for our own bodies, which you have given us. Let us all join in the symphony, the song that all creatures make to the glory of God. There's that song that we sing sometimes. It's based on the prayer of St. Francis. How does it go? All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. So all creatures are created to sing praise to God. And that's where we start, with praise of God. Praise of God. That's what Pope Francis emphasizes. He even wrote an encyclical on how creation is called to praise God. So start with gratitude, start with praise of God. Then with that understanding of gratitude, you say, okay, well, this has been entrusted to us. Now we understand our right responsibility for caring for it, using it properly. Today's first reading is taken from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, where he is reflecting on natural wisdom and divine wisdom, or genuine wisdom and the foolishness of the world. And he says, if you consider yourself wise in this age, well, you better become a fool so as to become wise. I think we can interpret this in light of the responsibility of care for creation. If we're wise according to the ways of the world, we're either going to exploit the world, or we're going to treat us ourselves as the lords of creation. And that's, in the eyes of God, absolute foolishness. Better to become a fool. Better be a fool, meaning better to recognize that we're not God here. We're not in charge of everything. So when we see the terrible floods in Pakistan, or we hear about the heat waves in Europe, or the drought in China, or whatever, we don't say, oh, we've got to do this, we've got to make this change. That's foolishness. No, we say, let's do our part, first of all, to care for one another, because the most important part of creation is the human person. So the first thing is take care of people, and take care of the environment where people live. Take care of our common home. That's wisdom. Listen to what Paul says. No need to boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you. Paul Apollos Cephas, the world, life, death, present, future, all belongs to you. This creation belongs to you, and you belong to Christ. And Christ belongs to God. Put things in right order. Now, in the gospel, we see Christ, the Lord of creation, entering into the life of Simon Peter. He started this yesterday when he went into his house and healed his mother-in-law. Simon's mother-in-law yesterday, she was suffering from a severe fever. Jesus healed her, and she got up and served. You see, that's a great depiction of what a steward does. We receive and then we give. We are the recipients of God's favor. With gratitude, we serve him in his people. So that was yesterday. Well, today, Jesus continues his ministry, preaching, and then he gets into Peter's boat and Simon's boat and continues his preaching, and then finally tells Simon, put out into deep water and lower your nets. We know this story. This was the moment when Peter recognized this Lord, this rabbi who has power to heal and who has power to proclaim a life-changing word. He also has come for me. He's gotten into my life, into my house, into my boat. And now he's telling me what to do. Well, whose boat is this? It's Peter's boat. But the Lord says, okay, Peter, go out into deep water. In other words, the Lord is taking charge of Peter's boat, because Peter is not the absolute owner of his life. He's the steward. And as a steward, he hasn't been very successful. He fished all night long, got nothing. Well, that's a perfect picture of human effort on its own. The power of a human family outside the order God has established. You say that shows what happens when we use only our natural means to care for creation. We end up with nothing. But when we submit ourselves to the authority of God, when we do what he tells us, even though it doesn't even make sense to us sometimes, well, then it bears abundant fruit. So Simon says, you know, we did it. We already tried this. We fished all night. We caught nothing. But if you say so, at your command, I will go out and lower the nets. Meaning, I'm not doing it based on my human reason. I'm not doing it based on what I think I can accomplish. I've already exhausted that. I'm doing it for a higher reason, obedience to you. That's faith. That's faith. It's a step of faith to say, I it doesn't make sense to me, but I believe this is your will, so I will do it. And we know the effect that they got. Not only filled the nets, they filled the boat, they filled two boats, more than they could possibly take in. Who's the Lord of creation? Obviously, it's Jesus. Who's the Lord of the waters and of the fish and of the boats? Obviously, it's Jesus. If Jesus wants us to have an abundant catch, we have one. If he wants us to have good weather, we have it. If he wants us to have a drought, we have it. We're not the ones who determine what happens with typhoons and floods or droughts. Not ultimately. God is the one in charge. So the responsible steward does things according to God's will. Now, what we see here is God, who is not only Lord of creation from above, of course he is, he's the creator, but he's also the Lord of creation from within. He has become part of his own creation. This is the marvel of the incarnation, that God became man, that God took on a physical body and entered into the experience of the weather and the wind and the waves. He became one of us, so that God is not just commanding us from a distance. He has joined us in this project. It's extraordinary, really, that the Creator has such fondness for the creature that he becomes one of us, makes himself accessible to us so that we can learn how to be good stewards. We can learn how to participate, not just to receive, but to participate in the work he wants to do. We're not only catching fish, but even catching men. We can participate in the establishment of his kingdom, which goes beyond physical passing realities. We're not here only to feed one another. That's part of our mission, yes, and make the earth fruitful for all so that we eliminate hunger. But we're even more here to bring people into eternal life. It's a much greater harvest, much greater mission. So our role as stewards of the care of creation is, yes, to care for creation, care for physical reality, but even more to care for our fellow man, brothers and sisters, who are destined for or called to eternal life. That's the great harvest. So let us be good stewards, good servants, or faithful, obedient, and fruitful fishermen for the kingdom of God.